Blog Talk Radio.
The cards are in line. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Shalom, everyone. Brother DeWall, you on? Brother DeWall, you on? Let me try to get Brother DeWall. Hold on 1 second. Yes, sir. I hear you now.
Are you there?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yes, I hear
yeah,
you.
I could hear you the first time. You couldn't hear me. I think you had me muted.
Oh, okay. No,
okay.
It wasn't on me. Yeah, you're on. I hear you perfectly now.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me go
All
into
right.
I was asked to redo this study here on the ancient number system, and the more I do it, the more I understand it a little bit better. You get another vision of when you study esoteric knowledge, you get another vision of it. So James Poker and my baby son and a couple of more other guys asked me to go over the Yah's numbering system. The ancient numbering system, this is what we're going to be talking about. It might sound strange, it might sound puzzling, but the highest form of science is mathematically speaking. And so when we go into this ancient numbering system, I'm finding out that it tells so much about everything that you have no, it's just everything is falls in line with the teaching, because of where we come from and the old story of where we come from, everything matches up to present day time. If you're a Christian, you're not familiar with the number 19. But if you are Muslim, any other so-called religion, you are familiar with the number 19. You might not know it, but if you with the Nation of Islam, you have been with the Nation of Islam, you should know, have a tremendous working knowledge of the number 19. It's just that some of the things that sister taught is that she didn't have all of the rest of the teaching that's hung up in the Rosicrucian and Masonic lodges and stuff, but she give you the basis foundation of the number 19. When high is the number 19 so important to the human beings, is because this is the number system that we had when we first got down here. So it was a way of life. In the beginning, there was a way of life. So we are talking about the way of life that's in the beginning. And through my travels, I found out that it would be very hard for someone to comprehend what we are talking about with esoteric knowledge in 2016 for one simple reason. Two words that do not belong to the human race of people. It belongs to the subhuman. They are Germanic words. And these two words, if you believe in any of these two words, then you have been totally genocized by the Germanic race of people. And those two words is freedom and God. And as we speak right now, the whole world believe in gods. Even the people that say their religion was based upon deities, in 2016 they call these deities God. And that word God is a Germanic word. It is a noun. It is the name of a person, place, or thing. But when you ask anybody in religion, what's the name, they'll just say God. This one word has hoodwinked, cable-told, especially this African-American, him to death, especially if he's a Christian. He has totally, because his belief was 100% corrupt, and Islam and Judaism in its present-day form is not as corrupt as Christianity, because make Islam and Judaism not corrupt, but still has paganism in the religion that was put in there by certain people at certain period of times when you trace the history of it, is that these people still keep the dietary laws. You were never supposed to break your dietary laws. Your dietary laws is your moral laws. But Christians live up under grace from these laws. Now, some people that have switched over to Christianity, I've noticed that a lot of the people that's Hindu, they vegetarians, but they practice Christianity, but they still practice the Hindu way of being vegetarians. You know, I know several of those people, and I eat at their restaurant. And I get on their case about them switching. Well, because once you switch from your natural belief and go into another person, then you become him. Your children are genocide. Just like she was telling me that her children, her grandson, refused to speak their language. He said he's an American. Well, that's the absolute reason of that is because they assimilated into it. You had to understand how the science of eugenics worked. You hear over and over, the African American, you got a problem. You got a problem because you've been genocided. And when you've been genocided and don't know what science of eugenics is or where you come from or nothing about you, well, then this is what happened to you. There's no hope for you. And it's only be a few people that come out on top on this. If you can ask yourself a question. As far as you done travel as a Muslim, a Hebrew Israelite, or other schools of thoughts other than Christianity, you still have a problem in the African American community. I don't care what God you pray to. If you pray to Allah, if you pray to Hashem, you still got a problem. But your problem ain't as bad as the people that pray with Jesus. Because your dietary laws and your health is better than them, and you have moral laws. You don't go around like the oppressor with your kids. When I see your kids, they butt, their pants ain't hanging down. When I see your women, they covered. When I see Christian women, they look like harlots because they are the mothers of harlots. That's what they Bible say. The Bible gives a good description to other people at a certain day and time in a certain generation. And then you're dealing with five generations. So when we go off into the teaching of Yahwehism in its ancient form, it sounds kind of strange. It sounds kind of crazy. But if you have the blood, the DNA of for you to wake up at a certain period of time, which this is what they call the period of time of the awakening, then you will understand what I'm saying. According to the story, I'm just going to be storytelling to you. According to the stories that was told to me and the stories that came out of the east to the west, I'm going to tell you a story. Don't believe nothing I say. You just do the research. That's our policy. Our policy that we are the Anunnakis and we was put down here by the people of Yah. And we was put here from the 19th galaxy. We come from the 19th galaxy, all colored people. That's people that has melanin in their skin. And when we all spoke one language, we're going back into that period of time that's in all your Bibles and history books that came from the east to the west, clearly tell you that the world, at one time, all four hemispheres was colored people, and they spoke one language. Well, this one language carried with it a numbering system, a mathematics system. Everything was provided for you. Based upon the number 19, the reason it was based upon the number 19 and everything on earth was created up under the number 19 was for you to not to ever forget where you came from and the teaching of the number 19 in case you were invaded by space aliens, other people from other planets. We are in a solar system. There is other life forms out there that's highly intelligent, more intelligent than anything that has been put here on earth. So, I mean, our ancient forefathers had told us and that they protected us from these beings here on earth. We was put up under the number 19th, which is very unique system. We was given the geometrical instrument tools that go with this number 19 is the compass and the square. Everything based upon the compass and the square. Your whole body is made up under the knowledge of this compass and square based upon the number 19. And that's the numbering system from zero, which is not a zero. In ancient, this would be a cipher, C-I-P-H-E-R. It's 360 degrees made with a compass. It was renamed by Europeans, a O, a alt, a circle, and zero, a alt circle, nothing, has many meanings. But when it get esoteric meaning, and take it out of the exoteric meaning, then this cipher starts with blood. All human bloods have cipher positive, cipher negative. It got renamed O positive and O negative. Foreign blood is AB, AB compound. This is the blood Tillingen, which came here from Mars. He's a Martian that was a reptilian form that mixed his seed with Japheth's children in the Caucasus Mountain 50,000 years ago. That nation of people became subhuman. Neanderthals, all their histories wrote right straight up. If you have O positive or O negative blood, then you have not been contaminated by the reptilian, the subhuman blood in you. But if you is my color and your blood is A, B, or AB compound, your blood is thrown completely off. You don't have the correct blood at this day and age and period of time. Although you might not believe in the ways of the A and B compound bloodline people, your blood, you can see that you have been made a mutation. This goes back into the study of eugenics, what had happened to you dealing with your blood, dealing with the bloodline. The blood is the source. You get your blood from your mama. You don't get your blood from your daddy. The female is responsible for the blood. This is why the female, which would be YAH, Amanya, gives you your laws on creation, your laws of how to live, your mathematical laws was given to you. And she made sure that you would understand each thing. The number 10 is Yah's number, Y-A-H, alone, if you knew the ancient teaching. You come from the 19th planet. 1 and 9 is 10. This is why the number 19 is so important. Everything lines right up. When you do the checking, it'll check right back out. It'll go right back to whatever number. And so that's what I like about the numbers. When you're right on target, you don't make no mistakes with the number, because numbers will let you know if you done made a mistake. And when we ain't made a mistake of what a human being's blood is, it's O positive and O negative. Now, because the human being has mutated and got A, B, and AB compound blood, you will see, as we speak now, some what we call the Germanic race of people, some of these are carrying very few of them. You see a pitiful few of them have O positive and O negative blood as we speak because of the generations and how hereditary genetic traits and how mixing of the seed goes back and forth. This is the reason why you was never supposed to mix the seed, was because when you mix the seed, you have a baby comes out of that, and that baby is weaker and wiser, but he's weak and wicked and wise, all three of them, because of the mixing in the seed, because it was against the Creator, our creation, for us to mix our seed. You were supposed to keep your bloodline clean and clear, especially of someone that wasn't people of color. As we speak right now, the subhuman has mixed their blood with every nation of people, person on earth in 2016. The only people that's not mixed with European or Germanic race of people blood as we speak right now is the people that live in New Guinea, the two uncivilized tribes that live down there. The only tribes that ain't been touched by white people influence is them two tribes. Anything else on earth is him. And if you in your third and fourth generation, you is him. You might look like a Chinese, you might look like a Vietnamese, you might look like a African, you might look like what, but brother, when they talk about, ask you who you are, you'll say you him. And that means that you've been genocided, you've been completely took out of your mind of who you are and what you come here for. That's how we can recognize who is suffering from this disease of Germanic race of people and who's not suffering from it. It's simply by one way, how you think. The numbering system is based upon the cipher. We'll start with the cipher. The cipher is made with a compass, which is 360 degrees. 3 and 6 is 9. The 9 never changes. See, mathematically speaking, we're always on target. We're always on target when we get the numbers together. Everything will fall back to the 10 and certain numbers that tell you a story. Once you can read the numbers, you read how the numbering go. When everything starts with the female, the cipher represents the female, which would be YAH in our language, which would be the 10th sign and symbol. The number 8, which is two cyphers stacked up on each other, that represents Abanya and Abanya. Top of that cipher, which is two cyphers stacked on to make the number 8, which is 1 degree above perfect, that's when the male and the female comes into play. But sitting atop of that is Abanya, and on the bottom is Abanya, for one simple reason. Abanya, the female, has more degrees than the father, Abanya, which produces the male and female. We're based upon the 12 laws of nature. Everything is created in creation is based upon the 12 laws of nature. The number 12 being what? Complete. The number 12 is the number of completion. So everything is based upon the 12 laws of nature. Everything in creation comes up under the 12 laws. The number 1, which would be a perpendicular line, represents you in creation when the old folks taught it to you. This is you, a GDI, a goddamn individual that is neither male or female. You just a goddamn individual when you're number one. Remember that the cipher represents Amun-Yah, our creator, mother. When it says honor your father and your mother, this is what we're talking about here. We ain't talking about the one that brought you through the black hole here. We're talking about honoring the fathers and the mother, this mother right here, who give us the laws of creation, which we call Mother Nature. Some people call it that. You had to be, honor them laws and follow them laws and obey them laws and not forget those laws to be part of creation. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't be part of creation. Then you would surely die if you didn't honor those things. So we can see in 2016, living under grace from them laws and moral laws, your ass is surely dying. The number two, which the first 12 numbers comes up under the 12 laws of nature. Everything matches up to the T. The second, the number two, meaning that everything in creation would be come up under what is known as a dualist system, meaning the second law of nature is the law of opposites, meaning that to produce life, it had to be male and female. This is the one that we, the law of opposites that we are worried about. The number three represents the offspring that comes from mating and breeding of number two, who started off as number one. The number three represents the offspring. This is the original, what they call the Holy Trinity. This creates a trinity. Number one, mother. Number two, mother and father. Number three, they get together up under the law, father doing the commandments, the giver of the commandments of the law, meaning that he commands the offspring to follow the laws that the mother has set down here for you in creation. This number three represents this unity and trinity of what we call now a family. This is what makes a family. This family was reminded with the number four that they were made out of what? The four elements, which is earth, wind, fire, water. And if you get into alchemists, it would be hydrogen, nitrogen, that if you go into the alchemist part of it. It represents that four represents that you are made out of the four elements, and that these four elements produces a number five, which is called a number of power. It produces the fifth element. That's you, and that's me, and that's our number, if you were colored people, is five. This was taught to you because you had to know that if you were colored, that your number were five, because the number six, which would be a number nine, that cypress being put up on top of that perpendicular line, turn it upside down to get to Earth. It would come here as a number six, but it was some people here to remind you that would be on the number six. So when you got here, taught in the Christian church, that the, and it's in the Bible, their Bible, that the number of a man, or mankind, was six, and that also was the number of beasts and mankind, meaning that that was the number of the beast man, or a man beast. In other words, that number six is to let you know that when you got here, you was going to be faced with a man that was going to be saying that his number was six, but he wasn't you. He was a beast man that came from mankind. Well, 2016, we can understand that, who the beast man is. He's Jephthah, Magog, Gog, and Tubal. They came out of the Caucasus Mountains. It's a Germanic race of people. They don't have any pigmentation in their skin. We call them the albino man, crackers, honkers, and a whole different slang names. But they are really the beast men. They came from what? From a reptilian, mixing their seed, and they came to become subhumans, Neanderthals. And they went through a 50,000-year period of time, but now they are Homo erectus and a kind of man that we up under their system, because they live under grace from the laws of our forefathers from the 19th galaxy and the teaching of Yah. Because gods, they call themselves gods on that. The number seven is the number of perfection. Now, when we talk in perfection here on this number seven, when a being, this is you. Now, you perfect all the way up until you the fifth element, you know you the fifth element. But if you got the teaching of the beast man, you would be perfect with the beast man and not perfect with Amenyah and Abenyah, who is the number eight. You'll be 100 degrees above perfect with the beast man teaching if you are Christian, as we speak right now. The number nine stands for when Yah first put the cypress on top of your perpendicular line to get to shoot you here to earth. The number nine never changes in this number. And everybody familiar with the ancient numbering system, I don't have to teach it to them. You know the nine don't change. And the nine, you take it to put the cypress and put it on the side, becomes the ten. And Yah made that number ten is exclusively for her. And the next number would be 1-1. That's male and female, meaning that you had to be one-on-one with Yah. And if you was male and female, that was complete with Yah, you become the number 12, which is complete. And 12 times 12 is 144. 1 and 44 is 9. The whole 9 don't change. Everything, if you want to check it out, good. Now, the number 13, let's look at this number 13. The number 13 means a new beginning or immediate death, meaning that when you reach the number 12, if you haven't been taught Yahwehism according to that dietary law by the age of 12, then what you gonna be? you're going to break all of them dietary laws because you don't know nothing about it, and you done grew. You done been here 12 years, and you done become complete with your thinking of what the beast man done taught and not what Yah done taught. You complete with that thinking. That's 99% of the people. When they, if you've been in Christianity for 12 years, this is what happened. And I find it simply amazing that if you got your dietary laws together, when your baby reaches 12 years old, we know this for a fact, the baby ain't going to change the dietary laws, because we know some that ain't changed yet that's 20-something years old, 30 years old, 40 years old. But for 12 years, they was complete. They was vegetarians at 12 years old, and they didn't change. Now, the next time your age add up to 12 again, you're 39 years old. That's when it add up to 12 again. That's 27 years in between. That's 2 and 7 is 9. This is what I'm telling you about this numbering system. Now, the next time your number add 12 again, you're 39 years old. Now, from 39 years old, the next time your number add up to 12, you what? 48. Now, if you've been eating them wrinkle steaks and that Piggly Wiggly, and you look like Piggly Wiggly from Hoggly Woggly, and you obese, and you don't even have to be obese, but most people look like what they eat. But some of you ain't, but you broke the dietary laws anyway, because Pope don't make everybody fat, but it make the majority. You still suffering from a disease. Your body become diseased at the 39 years old with high blood pressure, heart trouble, cholesterol. You got a health problem. It's an old Ephi God that the Ephi, the Yoruba people, that Cole teaches, is called issues. Your ass got issues. And the Ephi people said you didn't want issues on you. You didn't want that God plaguing you, the God of issues. When you got an issue, I-S-S-U-E, an issue. You got issues with blood, high blood, type 2, type 1, diabetes, you and your children, because it got into your gene pool now. It ain't even waiting till you get 40 years old. You got children with this disease now, because it's hereditary genetic trick. It's in your blood. And when it get in your bloodline, it don't take but 3 generations, which is only 36 years. After 36 years, and you done went into bad dietary habits and you broke your dietary law, this stuff is on you like stink on boo-boo. And if you think I'm lying, go check the stats out on you. So you have to understand that this number 13 here on this new beginning, it can be immediate death or new beginning. But if when you get 13 years old and you got bad dietary laws, you headed for death in 27 years. If you keep eating it, and you're going to keep eating it like that for 27 years, when you get 40 years old, then we start looking at you. And from 39 to 48 is how many years? It's 9 years. There we go, that 9. It won't change. And next time that goddamn 12 can't come back to you, you 50 what? 57. 9 years later, you hit another 12. At 57 years old, if your dietary laws have been bad, your ass down there dead. You got 1 foot in the grave, foot out the grave. The next time you hit the 12, you're 66 years old. The hardest time for you to live is from 66, from 60 to 70 years old, if you done broke the dietary laws. And if this is up on you, you can understand this, but if you was taught this ancient numbering system, you would understand where your power, because see, the number 13 will add back up to what? 1 and 4. 1 and 4, you be complete. 1 and 3, 1 and 12 is 1 and 2, that's 3. That's complete. That means that the offspring and the male and the female will be complete at the number 12. Number 13 is the number. You add number 13 together, got 1 and 3, you got 4. That's the four elements. The new beginning of the four elements are the immediate death of these four elements. 1 and 4, 14 is 5, it's power. Well, if you're the fifth element, you got power. You got the new beginning. Immediate death, 15, 1 and 5 is number 6. That's the beast man. And then 1 and 6 is 17. You perfect with the beast man or with Yah. And then you got the number 18, Amun Yah, but you got the number 18, which 17, which would be 8, and 18, which would be 9. You never change. And here come the magical number. 1 and 9 equal to 10. And then the next number to that is 20. And then that's when you see your ass dying, because the first 19 years of your life, you have to be in correct order to live after that, according to this numbering system. Now, this numbering system is very unique because female is where, going back to Yah, the female, so you can understand the importance of this word female. It's a compound word. Fe stands for on male, male. I'm a male. That means I'm not an on male, just a male. The female is the on male. Now let's break down and get the degrees so we'll understand it a little bit better. Your head is 360 degrees. And everything that's on your head is 360 degrees. Your eyes, your nose, you got two nostrils, two eyes, two ears. All of this represent the cipher. Everything is based upon the cipher. So your mouth is, everything is 360 degrees. The male and the female have 360 degrees. Your head sits up on top of a pedestal, which you call a neck, that connects you to your trunk. It's 90 degrees. And your trunk is 360 degrees, but it's made with what? Not a compass, but with a square, because that's four perpendicular lines, which is 90 degrees, made with the square, the framing square, the geometrical two, the square, squaring you up. Now, on this trunk, you have some feelers, meaning you have two arms, two legs. Those are feelers. Those are foreign parts connected onto something that is solid, that you can't get in or out. So that's four feelers equal to 360 degrees. between these legs, if you male, you have 90 degrees, which is a phallic, the penis, or whatever you want to call it. And when we add all of them up, that means that the male, with this last one, he becomes 1,260 degrees. That's all the degrees a male has in him when we break your butt down by degrees using this ancient system. 1, 2, 6, and 0 equal to 9. Now you watch how this don't work, Brother Drew. It's awesome, man. The female has the same as the male till we get between the feelers, which between the legs. The wound of a female is 450 degrees, meaning it's an oblong square. And that's made with a square, but it's an oblong square, which is 450 degrees, which is the same that the oblong square is what your dollar bill is and what the Masonic lodge is the oblong square. Now, when we put that extra 450 degrees versus that 90 degrees, then the female will come out 1,620, 1,620 degrees is what the female is. Now, we go back and do some checking on this. This is where I found out. We take the first two numbers of the male, which would be 12, and 16. And when we add them together, we'll get 10. That's y'all's number. And when we add the 6 and the 2 together, we will get 8, which would be the father and the mother. Amenyah and Amenyah's number is number 8. And 10 and 8. And we go right back to the 9 who and never changes. And that's you. I find it very interesting in this study, when we study this ancient numbering system, of how to have an understanding about who you are. Because you were number 19, you was always supposed to remember that you came from the 19th galaxy. We are not taught this, especially if you a Christian, you ain't taught none of this. But as a nation of Islam, Elijah Muhammad and Minister Farrakhan, and I think one of the latest, I don't know if she's dead or not. I think the one of the ladies that really taught that number 19, is she's gone away, made her transition. But you have this basic knowledge on what the number 19 is. So when you can understand the basic knowledge on this numbering system, it will help you understand who you are and where you come from. If you go back to this numbering system and the language, then you get power. You get in touch with your creator. I mean, this is why this numbering system and the teaching of Yahwehism, period, of the ancient, of the early beginning, is a threat to any of the Europeanos' form of government and ways of thinking. This is the reason it was hid in their Masonic lodges and not brought to existence until a certain period of time. It's a certain period of time, everything come back in through existence, because history repeats itself, and history repeats itself back to the Ancient of Days, and then fall back away from the Ancient of Days. But this was the last time that we'll fall away from the Ancient of Days. When the Ancient of Days teaching come back this time, it'll be here forever, because we are in the atmosphere of the mothership right now as we speak. This is the year of Aquarius. So we are in the atmosphere of that 2400-year cycle where this time when she, Amun-Ya, destroyed the earth like she did over across the waters with the flood and started back with one family. But this time when the start back come, when all of this get destroyed, this present-day system, government, and people get destroyed off of earth, well, Amun-Ya start back with this bloodline of the Anunnaki, the reptilian Anunnakis. That's what we are right now. We got the bloodline of the reptilian Anunnakis and the ways of thinking of the reptilians. What makes you a reptilian is how you think. When you fall away from this teaching of Yahwehism and fall into the present-day teaching of the reptilian, and that's what you got. In other words, you born in America, made in America, educated in America for American use, and they done did you like to be a wilderness. They done use your butt up as we speak right now. And once you understand this, you say, well, why do we need all this? You need this to have peace of mind. I got peace of mind when I understand this. I don't think that only 1%, Brother Drew, of the people know what we're talking about. So if it took 460 years to take you out of what we are talking about now, well, then you ain't going to learn this overnight. And me and you, Brother Drew, ain't going to never see it come. The only thing that we know for a fact through our children, through Brittany and through your son, and they children down the line, that it'll come back. But right now, we ain't going to see it. There's no hope. Because right now, as we speak, the African America is the people that call themselves African Americans as Christians. You and I can already see that they're in the generation of the children. When they die, their children don't call themselves, but tell you that they are Black Americans, that's Black Gentiles. that's what these people gonna become. They won't call themselves African American. They call themselves Black Americans, that's Gentiles. And that's what the Christian church and the Christian teaching will breed out of the X, Y, and millennium generation of people. You already done got them bred. You already bred them. They'll tell you they Black Americans, that's Black Gentiles. You already done bred them. You already see them coming into existence. They've been coming into existence, but they noticeable now. All you have to do is just open your eyes, and you can see. Especially with the numbering system, everything is based upon the number. There's a time and a reason for every season, and it was always based upon this ancient numbering system. If you understand this ancient numbering system, go back to 4004 BC, where they screwed up the calendar, and go put from 4004 BC back on a 28-day schedule, then you'll know what year and what time period you are in. You can see history repeating itself a wee bit better. So if you travel through that angle and you want to go through that angle, then that's a good way to go, is by using this numbering system. So, Brother James Poker, my poker playing young brother, and Brother John Dixon, and my baby boy, his Canaanite name is Courtney, his other name is Ashura. And so I hope you cats have learned something, and the other people that was listening about the ancient numbering system. This is very, very high knowledge. Mathematically speaking, is the hardest. Is for you to understand, you really have to be mind almost purified away from white teaching, because when I start talking about 19th galaxy and all of this stuff, then you get out of whack. But you have to always live. I always ask the question, where do you live? It's a trick question. Do you live in Earth, on Earth? And for all of y'all living, you live in Earth. Your mind is in Earth. That's what makes you the fifth element, because you live in Earth. The fifth element would burn up if it did not live in Earth. That's the reason when the shell the fifth element live off in goes back to Earth after your heart stop beating and your breath run out. When you're in this shell and you go back, the fifth element goes back to where it came from. And if this element got power that y'all need to put in another shell, it put in another shell. But the element has to be to live a certain life, passes away, to have enough power to be put back into a shell to come back in. We coming back with this knowledge is only the power that was in a shell before to come back to a certain period of time. If you understand the knowledge, I know that kind of sound spookyism and stuff, but you had to understand the knowledge of how this thing works. Once you come into the existence, you're electromagnetic energy. And so that's the first law of nature. That's up there when you're number one, the perpendicular line, the GDI, y'all giving you your blood. That's when you become that. I mean, so you electro and magnetic energy. That's, you had to be balanced with, because you're going into a dual system, so you had to have both electro and magnetic. Magnetic energy you can see, electro you can't see. In other words, magnetic, which is female, you can see the female, but you can't see the male, and that's magnetic. And see, the female, if she's eating right, can produce semen in the bone to create a child. So I know that's kind of spooky, but if you was in your right mind, the female, these are some of your power systems that you have. But you don't eat right. And because you don't eat right, then you can't produce the powers that you have. You got 9 senses, everything on the 9, not 5 senses, not 6 senses. You got 9 senses. You got 5 feminine and 4 masculine senses. In order for you to get those, you have to have the right diet, and your body couldn't be contaminated. So this baby has to be born like Brother Drew's babies and grandbabies is being born. These are babies that will acquire these different senses at a certain age and a certain time, especially in the female. But you females can gain this knowledge, gain this energy right now as we speak, according to your dietary laws and how you treat your body and how you think. You are what you think. You are what you eat. And so when you eat right, you think right, and you gain your powers that our creator, who created us and put us down here up under certain laws, certain commandments, laws given to you by the mother, the commandments given to you by the father. You had to separate those two, because the law starts with mother nature, and that's the 12 law of nature. And you had to know who this female is. You don't mess with mother nature. You done took the female out of originality of creation, and she become the bitch to hold a dog and a fool, made that away by a dog and a fool. And when you done stoop to those terms and you don't know this numbering system, you don't know that, well, you stoop that away because of your dietary laws and the belief of the AB compound people with that blood. you mix your seed. Everybody here is an Anunnaki reptilian. You got your ass got reptilian blood in you if you're born now in this generation. You got reptilian blood in you. But the way you get reptilian blood out of you is your school of thoughts and how you think. And so until next week, I'll say Yashalawam, Assalamu alaikum, Kamaydiya.
Peace.